Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Alex Jenkins is a Sacramento jazz percussionist known for his unique fusion of global rhythms, with decades of experience playing the drums. He's also the leader of his own group, the Alex Jenkins Trio, who recently put out their third album, Blackbird. And to celebrate the new release, the trio will be performing this Saturday at Twin Lotus Tie. Alex joins us to talk about the inspiration behind Blackbird, as well as his journey and his life as a performer and a musical educator. Alex, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
How would you describe your music?
Well, you know, with this particular trio, we cover a lot of territory. We play a lot of jazz standards, but we also write. So there's a lot of original music on it. And I would say that the inspiration or the style is everything from straight ahead jazz to Afro-Cuban to New Orleans funk to Brazilian and probably many other things.
It's like the epitome of eclectic.
That's right.
Drums are typically associated with keeping time and rhythm in music, and your drumming is on the far spectrum of intricacy. Mm. Your trio doesn't incorporate piano or guitar or anything to establish a harmony, right?
Yeah, that's true. But it also has to be said that although we don't have a chordal instrument, we are still following chord changes. So the sax player, whose name is Levy, and the bass player's name is Alex Reif, they're still playing chord changes. So they're following actual music. There's just no chordal instrument outlining what chord that actually is.
What drew you to the style?
So there's a lot of really classic recordings. There is recordings by John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and a number of other jazz, you know, giants who have recorded using a trio that doesn't have like a guitar or a piano player in it. Sonny Rollins put out a record in the 60s, I think it was the late 60s, called Live at the Village Vanguard. And he rolled up with just his sax, Elvin Jones on drums, and I don't recall who the bass player was right now. But at that time, that was very, everyone was kind of looking at each other like, oh my goodness, what is this? Like, where's the piano player? Where's the guitar player? So it was... you know, people like Sonny Rollins really pioneered that kind of thing. And you see it, you know, a fair amount today. It's still not super, you don't see it all the time, but it's certainly out there.
Tell me about the dynamic of working in your trio. How do you interact with the other members of your group?
Yeah, well, one really cool thing about having a trio that doesn't use some like a piano player or a guitar player is that it allows much more space in the music. And so we're all able to develop rhythmic ideas and flow maybe in more varied directions. If there was like a chord player, you know, there would be much more, I don't know, maybe the music would be more grounded in a certain sense, and taking the chordal aspect out of it just allows for more possibilities.
I want to talk about you.
Sure.
Tell us about your musical journey.
Yeah, well, I was really fortunate. I had a lot of great teachers starting, you know, around 12 years old is when I met my first Sacramento professional jazz musician, whose name happens to be Reggie Graham, a legendary Sacramento piano player. And I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention that he tragically died a few days ago, unexpectedly. Yeah. And he was my very first mentor at the age of 12. I think I met him when I was 12 or 13. And one of my first drum teachers was played in his trio. So that, in a nutshell, is how I knew him. But he kind of guided me. So to answer your question, I've had a lot of great teachers. I studied music in high school. I studied music in college. I've been able to travel throughout the world and study music in different countries, including India.
Well, tell me about that. What was India like?
Yeah, well, the first time I was there for about 4 months. So it really gave me the opportunity to kind of immerse myself in the culture. And music, Indian classical music, is so rich in history and in sound. And when I started learning the instrument tabla, which is a North Indian classical instrument, what's interesting about music from there is that it's an oral tradition. So you're not learning how to read, say, like notes on a page, you know, like you do in the West. You actually learn the music by either singing it or saying the rhythms. And so because it's not written down and you're learning it that way, not only are you able to master extremely intricate and challenging rhythms and melody, but you're also, once it's in you, you never forget it.
And so how did that impact your playing going forward? I mean, it sounds very challenging.
It is, yeah.
And how did that affect the kinds of, the beats that you bring in?
Sure, yeah. Well, so, I've played tabla for a good number of years now, and I've been able to figure out ways to play those sort of rhythms, but on the drum set. And so oftentimes I will, during a drum solo, I will interject, some of that style. But obviously I'm playing the drum set. So, musicians and audience members, I think, hear it and they think, oh, my gosh, like, what was that? Like, where did that come from? And I'd say, oh, well, that happens to be this North Indian classical rhythm or concept. And I also, when I teach, a lot of times I will introduce ideas like that to my students. And oftentimes I've even had, people who have played drums professionally for a long time, they'll come study with me and they'll say, I've never thought of playing that rhythm that way, or I've never thought of thinking about the drum set in that way. So it's kind of given me a little bit of a niche in my playing and in my teaching.
Let's talk about how you've carried those skills over into this new album, Blackbird. Mm-hmm. What's the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So Blackbird, the song Blackbird that's on the album is actually a cover of the Beatles song, Blackbird. And whenever I put out an album, I like to have kind of a surprise song, maybe something that people wouldn't normally associate with a jazz trio. My last album, we did a Led Zeppelin cover, and that turned out pretty cool. And when I was coming up with ideas for this album, I just always loved the song Blackbird, and I thought, it'd be pretty cool to see if we could put something together. So the bass player in the group, Alex Reif, he actually arranged the tune. And when we went in to record it, I think it was like the first or second take. I mean, it happened like really fast. And the more I listened to it, the more I thought, I could build a concept of an entire album just around this one song.
I've been so excited to listen to some music. Uh-huh. Just the entire time we've been talking. Let's listen to a little bit of the song Blackbird.
Sure, sure.
That's awesome. You're going to be holding a release show this weekend, Saturday, September 21st. What can people expect?
Sure. Yeah, so if anyone out there has not been to Twin Lotus, it's a Thai restaurant owned by the great jazz pianist Joe Gilman. And he's had it open for a couple years now, and he hosts music, mainly jazz. And wonderful food, great atmosphere. I've played there, I don't know, half a dozen times probably, always with my own group. Usually, actually, the last few times we played there, it's been with a quartet. The way you attend the show, and this is a bit of an important point, is you have to make a reservation for a table via the website, which I believe is twinlotusthai.com. Go on there and you scroll down, you find the event, which is this Saturday, September 21st, and you can book a table for either the 5 o'clock show or the 7 o'clock show. And we're pretty full, so if you're interested, please do that as soon as possible.
And just so our listeners get it, that website one more time?
TwinLotusThai.com.
Thank you. Before we wrap, I want to talk about a challenge that you continue to overcome in your life. You've battled cystic fibrosis. What's it been like to grow up with this illness as your passion has also grown for music? And how has playing music helped you in your life and with this diagnosis?
Yeah, so, you know, I wish we had a bunch more time because that's an important question. I have a lot to say about it. But let me sort of summarize. Cystic fibrosis is a very serious illness that affects mostly the lungs, although it affects many other things too. You know, I've been very lucky because playing the drums, it keeps me physically strong. It keeps me mentally strong. It keeps me spiritually strong. And I really do think that one of the reasons I have lived so long, and I will be 50 years old this year, is because I play the drums and my life is almost 100% just music. I'm also lucky that I have a very loving wife who's very supportive. And my family in general have always just been in my corner. And supporting me any way they can. So I've been very, very fortunate. But yeah, music has sustained me. It continues to sustain me. Teaching is something I'm very passionate about. And, you know, I'm going to do this thing for as long as I can.
Just in our last 30 seconds, what advice would you give to a young musician who's also has some challenge in their life that they might feel like they're the only one that's dealing with it?
Yeah.
What would you say to that person?
Well, the first thing I would say is music heals. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what instrument you play. I would also say seek out a teacher or a mentor that really you connect with.
Alex, thank you for stopping by.
No problem.
Alex Jenkins is the leader of the Alex Jenkins Trio, which recently released its third album, Blackbird. The trio is holding a release party for Blackbird this Saturday at Twin Lotus Thai. As we go out, we're going to be listening to a piece from the album. This is Raven's Ascent. That's Insight for today. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Tuesday.